It's the kind of neighborhood that when the fire was going on, visitors to a high school graduation party across the street watched helplessly as a neighbor's house was gutted in the blaze. Visitors to the Benlick ribbon cutting could see the damage as each restored room had a giant before photograph on display in the after reconstruction. Neighbor Hope Harlmuld was there with a sign of approval from the neighborhood of the $111,000 rehab. Money from the sale will go into a land bank fund for more rehabs. Harlmuld says the community has waited a long time because houses around the zombie house couldn't be sold.
This is a really stable neighborhood and right next to all the stores here. It's really easy on the bus line or restaurants and everything, but no, people who wanted to move for different reasons couldn't easily sell, especially when you're right next to or across the street from this zombie house. I feel really bad for them.
Mayor Patrick Mang says it's one of three houses in the densely populated village which caused problems because people are anxious to move into a walkable community with nearby stores, but also aren't anxious to deal with some zombie houses. And that's why Kenmore is working with the land bank about those other two. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.